Hi, this is Pastor Daniel Bracken. You're listening to Kings Alaska Podcast. I hope the word encourages you and you get a touch from God that brings transformation and equips you to experience life with people, power, and purpose. Thank you for joining us. Enjoy the word.
Well, hey, I wanted you to turn with me tonight to 1 Thessalonians 5, starting with 15. Young people, I'm going to encourage you to get your notes out. And if it is your phone, I'm going to challenge you not to get distracted by playing one of those games, okay? Or start texting a friend, but stay focused, because how you come into this conference, I'm going to ask you to lean in this week. I'm going to ask you to come open. Maybe you got invited by a friend and you've never been to something like this, and this is kind of out and maybe different for you. I'm going to just say, hey, I just dare you to lean in. For kids that have been in church all your life, you've slept under the pews, you're snoring all over this place. Well, I hope not. It's a new building. We don't want your snot all over the place, okay? But you grew up in the church and you've heard every sermon. You could quote the Bible back and forth. Come with a fresh heart to lean in to what God has to speak to you tonight. Amen? Amen. Come on, let's read together. Stand to your feet as we read together. 1 Thessalonians 5:15, it says this: make sure that no one repays evil for evil. Always pursue what is good for one another and for all people. Rejoice at all times. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in every circumstance, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. I want you to focus on verse 19. It's very short, but say it with me. Do not... Say it again. Do not extinguish the spirit. Do not treat prophecies with contempt, but test all things. Hold fast to what is good. Abstain from evil, every form of evil. Come on, let's pray right now. Holy Spirit, we invite you to come and fill this place. Set a blaze and a fire, God, underneath every man, woman, and child, and young person. God, I thank you that you're doing something in this hour, God, and we get to be a part of it. Lord God, we are so honored to be in your house, so we lean in tonight. We open our ears tonight. We open our hearts tonight to receive the word that you have for us. So anoint each and every one. Anoint my words, and may you come like a flood of anointing. Come on, just begin to pray in the Holy Spirit right now. Young people, come on, just say, God, I want you. God, reveal yourself to me. God, I need a fresh word. I need refreshing tonight. God, we cry out for you, and we ask you to come in Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, you can be seated tonight. I want you to focus on verse 19 when it says, do not extinguish the spirit. Amen. See, I believe this week you're going to be set on fire for Jesus. I can remember the times as a young person coming to camp where I got filled with the Holy Ghost. I got called into ministry. I got healed of insecurities and lies of the enemy. I came and God showed up. You will be set on fire. You will never be the same. And I speak that and I prophesy over every single one of you. You will burn brightly. See, I'm here to fan into flame the gift of God inside of you, to spark, to ignite something that will never, ever go out. But one thing, as I was praying, I've been praying for months, God, what do you want to speak? What do you want to say? He brought something to my attention. See, you can be set on fire, but if you don't deal with the things that extinguish the fire, that fire can go out. Did you hear me? You can be on fire for a moment, but if you don't deal with the things that will extinguish your fire, many of you have just gone camping. I'm sure many of you have built a fire. How many of you have gone camping this summer and you've been building a fire? You know it takes time to build it, but you also got to keep it burning. And if you're not careful, this rain will what? Extinguish your fire. So tonight, we're going to deal with things that extinguish the fire. Before we go in through this whole week, young people, I want to prepare you that we're going to deal with some stuff in our life. And I've got a little prop right there. I might need somebody's help right there. There you go. Come on, I got a big extinguisher right there. Come on, let's put it right on the stage right here. I want this to be a focal point of the things that can be extinguish your fire. See, we live in a world that wants to put you out, that wants to destroy your passion and snuff out your fire. See, that word extinguish means to cause to cease to burn. or shine, put an end to, annihilate, or cancel. See, the enemy wants to, we live in a cancel culture. Let me be real. The enemy wants to cancel you out. And you know, one of my favorite shows, and this will date me as well, I do remember when the first episode came out probably 20 plus years ago, is I love Survivor. Anybody like Survivor? Okay, some of you oldies. Okay, none of you kids. Any of you kids? Okay, my kids, we've started watching Survivor. And you know, Survivor, it's all about surviving. And the very first thing that they desire is to get the flint or to get the fire burning. Why? Because you can't drink the water without fire. You can't be warm without the fire. You can't eat without the fire. So I'm going to show you a little clip of actually at the end where it was a duel of who can make the fire. So I think we've got it. Do we've got it? Here we go.
On. Go.
Oh my gosh.
You need heat. You get that from the friction of striking that flint, creating that spark. Then you need fuel, which is what you're burning. You're both going with Hessian. And then you need oxygen. You got to build that fire so it breathes. Heidi quickly going to it, getting a spark, trying to get a flame. There's a little flame. And she breathes some life into it. She has. Now you got to make that a fire that'll last, because that Hessian burns quickly and it will burn out. You're doing a really nice job. That flame is starting to grow.
That's amazing.
She's using kindling one or two pieces at a time. Now Carson trying to get a couple of pieces of kindling. Carson's now got a flame going. He's putting some kindling
on it. You're
both in it. Carson's now in it. We've got two fires going.
Quick.
Both players now working quickly to get more kindling in there. Carson's flame is starting to grow, but he's got to get more height quickly. Heidi's flame is all over that rope, and it's over. Heidi has done it. One of the fastest fires we've ever had. Carson, the tribe has spoken.
I hit the gun. Oh, his fire got snuffed out. It's like the tribe has spoken, right? But here, there's this picture of the importance of fire in this game, in life. But this is same with us. It's like Survivor. We have to survive this life. And at times, fire is so essential. Fire equals life. Everybody say that with me. Fire equals life. In the same way with us spiritually, the fire of God, what has kept me in full-time ministry for over 20 plus years, and I still love people, I still love God, I still have a passion. Come on, because I've kept the fire burning. I'm not dried up. I'm not become just a coal on the ground. And that's why I love that this theme is called Ember, because Ember is just a little coal that has a little flicker of hope. And maybe you're here tonight and you say, Pastor Shannon, I'm not a fire right now. I am like that ember. I am like that little flame. But guess what? Tonight, I believe that you're going to be sparked, that God is going to do something in you. And you know, we need to be like those survivors. Their greatest fear is that their fire would go out. It's our greatest fear that our fire for God would go out. See, sometimes our greatest fear is, oh, is somebody going to like me? And my greatest fear is, am I going to get that job? Or am I going to get that money? Or is this going to go through? But our greatest fear should be that the fire of God goes out in our life. Because if it goes out, your life goes out. So tonight, let's deal with the four things that I believe extinguish your fire. Are you ready? Are you ready? Number one, the first thing that extinguishes your fire, I bet you could guess it. You know who he is. He's the infamous, the devil. Come on, everybody say the devil. The last thing the devil wants for you is that you're on fire for God. So he's going to do whatever he can to get you upset, get you destroyed. Let me tell you a little bit about the devil, because I can just say the devil wants to extinguish you. But let's talk about some of the characteristics of the devil and the games that he plays in your life that you might not even, young people, realize that it's happening to you tonight. Are you ready? The first one is he's a thief. Everyone say he's a thief. It says he comes in John to steal, kill, and destroy. He wants to steal your destiny. He wants to steal the good purpose inside your life, and he wants you to just go through life. He just wants you to fumble through and not have any purpose. The second thing is he is like a roaring lion. In 1 Peter, it says, be alert and sober-minded. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. As a mom, I am ready to pounce on that devil. I am like another lion that says, don't come near my children. I've got the mama bear spirit in me, and I've heard about there's some bears around here. I was like, I told somebody, I was like, should I get bear spray? And they laughed at me. I'm like, I'm from Hawaii, folks. I don't know what you know what I'm saying? But when a mama, and a moose, I heard you don't get in between a moose and the baby. Okay, don't do it. Everyone say, don't do it. Don't do it. How many of you have been in a situation where you've like come into an encounter? Listen, I'm that kind of mama because the devil, he's going after my kids. He's going after your kids. Do you know that? Look on their phones. Look at what they're having to go up against. The devil is coming to intimidate, and he is loud and he is roaring. But I believe that we serve the Lion of Judah. Come on, that is greater, that his voice and that his word is stronger than any devil in hell that's going to come up against my kid. It says in that scripture, resist him and stand in your faith. In James, it says, resist the devil and he will flee. Young people, you got to resist. You can't just sit back and be like, oh, okay, I'm good. No, you got to resist him. You got to say, no, you are not coming into my life. No, pornography is not going to be a part of my DNA. No, I am not going to be a pervert. No, I am not going to be a liar. I'm talking real tonight. I said a youth conference. If I go a little overboard, okay. Pastor Daniel, I love you. No. But the next one, the third thing is he's the father of lies. Oh my goodness. You might not even realize it, but he is trying to lie to you to extinguish the flame of God on the inside of you. I love in this version, it says, when he lies, he speaks his native language. For he is the liar and the father of all lies. What lies are you believing? What are you listening to? What voices are speaking into your life? See, lies like you're not good enough, or lies like you're not forgiven. You'll always be like that. You'll never get God's love. Lies that say you'll never amount to anything. If you're hearing these things, guess what? That's the devil. You might think it's just your self-image. No, see, the devil is planting lies so that you will never pursue, that you will never see yourself standing on this stage and preaching the gospel, that you'll never see yourself being the victorious man or woman that God has called you to be. I had to fight the lies of the enemy when I was a young person. When every lie came against me that says, who are you? You didn't come from a ministry family. Look at your family. Your dad had an affair and his mom. They're all messed up. How can you be in the ministry? I had to fight those just like you do. But the difference is I said, no, devil, I hear the call of God. God called me. I hear the voice of God. And I'm going to step towards the calling. And I'm going to let that fire burn. And come on, just say, burn, baby, burn. Burn, baby, burn. But the fourth thing is he's the tempter. It says that he came as the tempter to Jesus. And he will come to tempt you, tempt you, tempt you. If he tempted Jesus, guess what? That means we're not out of it. He's going to come and tempt you. He's going to come after you as an adult, as a child, at whatever age. Come on, the oldest person in the room can be tempted. But what did Jesus do? He fought with the word of God. Kids, you got to get the word of God in you. You might think it's just another Sunday school learning the memorization, but you know what they're doing? They're getting you ready to fight. They're getting you ready. The sword of the spirit is the word of God, and you say, devil, no, I'm not going to be tempted. And the fifth thing is he's the accuser. This one I hate. I hate this one because he comes with shame and condemnation, and he comes to accuse you day and night and come. And yet, guess what Jesus says? He says, oh, but I already forgave them. I already went to the cross. So when you feel that condemnation, when you feel that shame of your past, if you went to Jesus and you asked for forgiveness, it is done. It is finished. You're washed white as snow. You are forgiven. And you tell that accuser to go where he is. Isn't that interesting that he's made for the lake of fire? And he's always trying to extinguish our fire? Come on. But the last thing is that he masquerades as the angel of light. It's a counterfeit, young people, men and women in this place, that the devil appears to be a counterfeit of the good, of the light, of the shiny. We are always drawn. It's like flies drawn to the light, and then they're smothered. They're torched, right? So in the same way, we have to be aware that sometimes the things we're being led to are not God. Pastor Daniel said it this morning. There's good things and there's God things, but sometimes we're being led by the devil to things that are shiny. Oh, that relationship looks so good. Oh, that job and that money looks so good. Now, I'm not saying those things are bad, but if it's in the wrong motive, if it's coming out of a desire that's from a fleshly desire, you're going to get zapped like that fly. So we've got to be careful. But you know what I love is that even though the devil will try to extinguish you, many years ago, my son, when I was pregnant with my son, Hasted, I remember I was in Maui, and it was a service, and we were praying, and the Spirit of God was moving in a powerful way, and I heard the voice of the Lord says, he will be a carrier of my fire. And I said, oh God, and I started praying, God, I thank you for the fire of God. And his middle name is Keahi, which means fire. Son, that's you. You're going to be a carrier. But can I tell you, I believe that that's a word for the whole generation, that you are a carrier of God's fire. That's why the enemy is trying to extinguish you. That is why he's trying to snuff you out. That is why he's trying to get you lethargic and numb and full of compromise. But I believe that we have a people in this house. We've got a youth ministry. Do we have a youth ministry that loves Jesus? Do we got young people that love Jesus in this house? Come on, let me hear you. Let me hear you. Do we have young people that love Jesus in this house? Do we got some moms and dads that love Jesus tonight? Come on. Kids, if your parents scream louder than you, that's shame. That's shame, okay? That's all I got to say. But Ephesians 6:16 says, taking up the shield of faith with which you were able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. When you want to extinguish what the enemy's thrown at you, you get the word of God, you lift it up, and you begin to declare the word spoken over your life. But not only is the devil something that will come to try to extinguish your fire, but the second thing, and this is huge. See, we all know the devil's bad. We all know his ploys. But this second one sometimes comes in a little bit more crafty, and it's distractions. Distractions will come to extinguish your fire. If your focus can be off of God and onto something else, your fire will slowly dwindle. I call it worldly fillers, things that fill your life, distractions that fill. Maybe it's fillers of time, filling the void in your life. Sometimes we have voids and cracks in our hearts, and we want to fill it with TV. We want to fill it with technology. We want to fill it with relationships. Why? Because there's a void that we long for connection, and yet we're not going to God. We're going to these other things that bring distraction. The two things I want to focus on, those worldly fillers, are relationships and technology. Man, I look back at my life, and I, to be honest, I look at those relationships that I had. Yes, I did have relationships before Pastor Josh, and they were big distractions. Young people, I almost missed Pastor Josh because I was in a wrong relationship. This close, God was speaking to me as a young person, said, that's not for you. And I had a missionary dating mentality. Oh, but God, I'm going to fix him. Oh, but he's got a good heart. Oh, but he gave his heart to Jesus. But he kept pushing me to compromise. He kept pulling me away, and my fire began to dwindle, and I began to lose my passion for God, and then the shame came in, and then I didn't want to be around God because I felt bad for the compromise in our lives, but I kept making excuses. Young people, listen to me. When it comes to relationships, there's relationships that will help your fire continue to burn, that will be like fuel to the flame. When you get around them, you start getting excited. You start wanting to go to church. You want to go witness. You want to pray. You want to worship. And then there's those relationships. I want you to watch that movie. Play that video game for 10 hours straight. Never move your eyes from the screen. That pull you into a relationship you know you shouldn't be in, but they kind of lure you in. Young people, relationships can be the make or break in your fire for God. I'm telling you what, show me your friends and I will show you your future. There's some of you that are going to have to make some shifts this week. There's some of you that are going to have to lay that thing down and sacrifice it before the Lord if you want the fire of God to burn in your life. Technology. This is a big one. Oh, Lord, help us. Oh, Lord, help us. And this is not to you, kids. And listen, technology is not bad, but what I've noticed, it says 1 out of 2 teens say have admitted that they're addicted to their phones. If we were to all be honest, how many of us do you think we would stand and say that we're addicted to our phones? Do you know that I find myself sometimes just going on my phone and just opening Instagram? Like, why? Why do I want to push that? Anybody have that finger thing where you just want to go and it's mindless activity? And guess what? It's extinguishing your fire because it's literally distracting you when you could be focusing on other things and the dreams and the visions and prayer and relationships and actual real connection. It's this connection. I love one of the singers from King and Country would get up in the morning and get his phone and go on his Bible. And he would read his Bible, but every single ping, notification, you have an email, you have someone calling you, you have someone, anybody have that weird thing that you have to open your notification, you've got to see what's going on. I'm that kind of person. I'm like, I got to know what's going on. I don't want to miss it. But you know what he did? He realized that what a distraction it was from him and his relationship with God, that he said, no longer am I going to use my phone for my time with the Lord. I'm going to leave it in my bedroom. I'm going to get a good old Bible and notepad, and I'm going to spend time with the Lord with no distractions. I challenge you, young people, on PragerU, there's a 30-day detox of technology. I challenge you to all be a part of that 30-day detox and see how addicted we really are to this. Because I'm telling you, if we're going to see the fire of God burn, we got to deal with some of these distractions. But the third thing is disappointment. Oh, this is huge. This is another one that we kind of just brush under the rug and we go, oh no, this doesn't have to do with my fire burning for Jesus. Oh yes, it does. Because disappointment leads to hurt and hurt leads to unforgiveness and unforgiveness leads to bitterness and bitterness leads to a hard heart. Think about it. When have you been hurt? And listen, maybe life has come at you with some big blows. Maybe certain things have just ripped into your life this last season. It hurts. It's hard when someone passes away. It's hard when you lose a job. It's hard when you lose someone in your life. You know, the three things that I've realized in my life that I have to watch out for is disappointments with family, friends, and my future. Maybe your parents got a divorce and it wasn't what you thought. Or your father left you and you are so hurt and so disappointed. Maybe your friend backstabbed you and you thought you had a best friend and all you wanted was a good friend and no longer are they your good friend. And they're talking bad about you. And these are hurts. These are disappointments that want to lead you into a deep, dark place. That want to lead you into a place where you don't want to stoke the fire. You're actually so discouraged that you're like, God, I don't even want to go to church. But let me tell you, that's a ploy. Yeah. Disappointment will begin to extinguish your fire. But I love Psalms 34:18. It says, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those with a crushed spirit. I want you to all look at me tonight. Whatever you've gone through, whatever disappointment, whatever hurt in your family, with friends, with your future, maybe you had a dream and you thought you'd be somewhere and you're not there. So you're disappointed how it turned out. Maybe you didn't get on the sports team that you wanted. Whatever it is, God says he's close to the brokenhearted, that he went through so much disappointment, but he still went to the cross. Don't give up, even when it's hard, even when you're hurting. But guess what? He wants you to run to him because he loves you. And when you go to him with your disappointment and your hurt, he will heal you. And he will turn that hurt into a testimony, and that fire will begin to burn, and what you thought would destroy you, you now are using as your testimony to share to others to come to Jesus. Amen? Hallelujah. But the last thing tonight, are you guys with me? Let's go over the first three. What's the first one? is the devil. Come on. And what are some of the things that he plays as? The thief, the accuser, the tempter. Come on, all these different things, right? What's the second thing? Distractions. I want you to think personally in your life, what are the distractions that are causing your fire to be extinguished? I couldn't share all of them. There's a lot out there. Is it money? Is it your job? Is it a relationship? What is it? Thank you, Lord. What's the third thing? Disappointment. But the last thing, and this is a big one. Hold on. Are you ready? We're going somewhere. I'm setting us up for the rest of 3 nights. What we're doing tonight is we're getting cleaned out. We're getting healed up. We're dealing with these things so that none of these extinguishers are going to affect us the next 3 nights. Do you get what I'm saying? I got to get you ready because of the outpouring of what God wants to do. But I don't want you carrying any of this stuff going into the next 3 nights. But the last one, and this is a big one, is disobedience. Disobedience really is when we choose sin against God's commands. When we choose sin and the world over what God wants, over relationship with God, we want to do it ourselves. We want to choose our own thing. See, we've all had places in our lives where we've messed up, where we've crossed the line, where we've compromised, where we've hurt God's heart and given in to temptation, where we've struggled. Anybody out there? Anybody struggle? Any temptations? Come on, any honest people in the house? One thing, young people, if you're going to get breakthrough, you got to be honest. You got to be honest, and you got to come up and go like this with your sin, and you got to say, you know what? Yes, I am a sinner, but I serve a God that will forgive me, that will cleanse me, that will wash me, that will not reject me, but that will pull me close. But you'll never get set free if you keep saying, oh, no, that's fine. Oh, that's not that big a deal. Whatever. That's not. No. It is a big deal because disobedience. Guess what disobedience is? Equals disconnection. It's on the thing. Disobedience equals disconnection. The greatest thing that we desire is relationship with Jesus. Young people, it's not just a touch. It's not like just a little outpouring. Listen, all that's wonderful. I want all those things. But that doesn't get you serving Jesus for the rest of your life. When I was a young person and I was in revival, all I wanted is the touch. I just wanted the touch. I just wanted to feel the Holy Spirit. I wanted to cry. I wanted to laugh. I wanted to fall on the ground. I wanted it all. I wanted it all. I stood in line for hours and I got the front row seat and I was just like, oh God, touch me, touch me, touch me, God. Touch me, touch me, touch me. And that was great. And he touched me. But a touch doesn't last. It's relationship. It's connection. And when you know that Jesus is the filler of your life, I talked about those worldly fillers. Guess what? Jesus is the only filler of those places. And so when you disobey, it separates you from God. I always say this. It's like when you live in God's blessings and in God and obey and you follow him, it's like you're under a covering of God's love, of God's blessing, of God's favor. Guess what? This covering never moves. Guess who moves? We move outside of the covering. We move outside of the blessing. We move outside of the relationship. So what you need to do is not get mad at God. Like, God, why is this happening to me? God, why is my life ruined? Come on. Get back under the covering. Repent. Bring things to the light. Turn back to God. It's when those things are in darkness, the devil has a playground with you. Young people, listen to me. Oh, I'm going to step on the chairs. Okay, wait. Let me take off my shoes. It's holy ground. Listen to me. They're clean. My feet are clean. Now I got all of your attention. This is a moment where God wants you to bring things to the light. Those things that have been in darkness, those things that have kept you bound, those things that are shackling you. Listen, when you bring things to the light, there is freedom, there is liberty, but you don't want to disobey. You don't want to disobey. You don't want to go away from God. There's nothing for you there. The angel of light will pull you. The devil will pull you and tell you you'll get all these things. And guess what? There is pleasure for but a moment, but heartache for a lifetime. But Jesus, your Savior, is calling you back tonight. Worship team, you can head up to the front. Jesus wants relationship. He wants connection. He wants to set you ablaze. He wants the fire, just like Elijah brought fire down from heaven. Just like there was a pillar of fire in the wilderness that they followed. I want to follow the fire of God. Anybody else? If they wouldn't have followed the fire of God in the wilderness, they would have been in utter darkness. It's time to follow the fire. It's time to look to Jesus as our source. It's time to put back disappointments. It's time to get rid of those distractions. It's time to stand up against the devil and say, no more, devil. You've had far too much room in my life. No more. No more lying. No more accusing. No more tempting. I'm going to stand and I'm going to resist. Generation, the devil is afraid of you. Are you going to just give in or are you going to stand? We need a generation of bold men and women like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego who would not bow their knee. And even when they said, we're going to throw you in the fire. And I love this. This has been one of my life messages. And they said this, King, even if our God does not save us, we will never, ever bow our knee. Did you hear me tonight? Even if you don't get your miracle, even if your body isn't made whole, even if your marriage doesn't get restored, even if that friend isn't a friend anymore, even if you don't get into that college that you wanted to get into, will you still serve God? Even if he doesn't save us. And they got thrown into that fire. And I love it because in but a moment, King Nebuchadnezzar goes, wait, wait, wait. There's a fourth man in the fire. Come on, when you choose to serve God, when you choose to not disobey, when you choose to push away the distractions, that Jesus, he shows up. He shows up. He becomes your best friend. He becomes the lover of your soul. He becomes your provider and your healer and your deliverer. Do you know that Jesus tonight? Maybe you're here and you don't, but I'm going to introduce you to my Savior who has carried me many years through a lot of highs and a lot of lows, and I wouldn't be here if I didn't surrender my whole life to him. So tonight, with every head bowed and every eye closed tonight, just searching your heart. Searching your heart. There is hope. There is hope tonight. I share all these things not to discourage, but to share with you that we've got to be alert and aware, and that God wants to open up our eyes to come against these extinguishers that would extinguish the fire. Because if you're set ablaze, this whole state is going to be burning for Jesus. This whole nation will never be the same. So I just want you to take a moment. Are there extinguishers in your life? Every eye closed. Just search your heart right now. What are those things that are extinguishing your fire? Is it the devil? Have you allowed the devil to come in? Is it distractions? Maybe relationships, technology, I don't know. Is it disappointment and hurts, and you've been hurt and you've been bitter and you've been frustrated and it's just distanced you from God? Or is it disobedience? You've chosen willfully to sin, to compromise, but you want to return back to God. I know in this place there might be many of us that have one or two or three of those things, but I believe tonight that God is calling you out. Out from the darkness and into the glorious light. And maybe you're in here and you've never even had your light burning for Jesus. Tonight is your night. So the first call I'm going to make is maybe you've never received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You don't know this passion that I'm talking about. You have never experience the fire and the presence and the wonderful love of God, but you say tonight, Pastor Shannon, there is something that's stirring in me. I feel something in the air, and that's God's presence. And you can say, Pastor Shannon, I want to give my heart to Jesus. I want my sins to be forgiven. I want heaven to be my home. If that's you, can you just lift up your hands in all boldness right now on the count of three? One, two, three. Come on, all over this house. I see hands all over this place. I see those hands. I see those hands. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, I see those hands. We got some bold people in this house. But maybe you're in this house and you've served God, but there is compromise in your life. You know there's things that are extinguishing your fire. Maybe you were on fire for God a couple years ago. Maybe you're on fire for God a month ago, but you know that your fire is dimming. It's going out. And you can say, Pastor Shannon, I want the fire of God and I want to deal with these extinguishers. If any of these four things related to you tonight, and you say, Pastor Shana, I want to get rid of these extinguishers. On the count of three, can you just raise your hand? Ready? One, two, three. Come on. All over this place. Hands lifted all over. Come on. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come on. We got some honest people in this place. See, this is where it starts. This is where it starts, is getting honest and getting real and getting open and saying, God, I need you. Come on, I want everybody to stand your feet. I'm going to pass this back in just a second to Pastor Gil, but I want to come back and have an altar call. So I want you to stay in an atmosphere of worship, but I want you to just lift your hands right now. Come on, just begin to pray. Just begin to pray right now. Oh God, we pray for a fresh fire. We pray right now, God, for your fire to burn. God, we rebuke every extinguisher, everything that the devil would try to throw at us right now. Come on, just begin to pray. Just begin to say, I rebuke those extinguishers. Lord, help us with every distraction. Lord, we repent tonight and we say, forgive us for our sin. Forgive us, oh God, for the things that we've done that have hurt your heart. God, for the disappointments. Oh God, you're healing hearts right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Well, I hope you were encouraged by God's word. Thank you again for listening to Kings Alaska Podcast. God bless you. For more great content, go to kcalaska.com and may God's face shine upon you and give you peace.